Hello, and thanks again for your call to Fountain of Life. It's a blessing to have you call in and allow us to share the Word of God. We're talking about worldliness. As we spoke on yesterday's session, be not conformed to the world. That's the scriptural mandate in Romans chapter 12. Be not conformed to this world. It's not real complicated. That's a phrase out of Romans 12 too. So that word conform clearly means to be shaped and molded by the world. There's got to be a standard in your life. If you don't have a standard, there's only two things going to happen. You're either going to follow the trends of the world, or you're going to make something up with your own mind. And 99.99% of the time, it's going to be of the devil and not of God. It's going to be of the flesh and the world and not of God. We need a standard. We need what the Word of God teaches. You know, it's amazing that the church and the world are supposed to be so far apart, but yet it's hard to tell the difference in what worldly people do when the divorce rate in the church is no different than the divorce rate in the world. That the people of the church, so-called, follow the same lust and trends and fashions as the rest. It's not right. You know, many years ago, slavery was not wrong for most Christians. They thought it was fine and dandy to own a slave or go to the slave block, and now it's universally condemned. I wonder sometimes if the world didn't get it right before the church on that one. They said that there would be preachers that showed up at the slave auction blocks and would read scripture before the auctions and have prayer, and you know, they Christianized it. And we have Masonic lodges and other organizations like that that do so many unscriptural things, but yet they profess to be Christians. And today you've got anything you can find, there's going to be somebody that attempts to put Christian on it. There's even Christian so-called homosexuals and Christian so-called, you name it, and it's wrong. It's not right. So being that there is so many confusing things, we need to be the children of light. And it says, Christ said, the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. While fashion devotees conform to the customs and fashions of the world, let the people of God follow the established customs of the Bible and true Christianity and the true and living church of God. The only safe course for us is to pursue the truth. And we must abstain from the fleshly lust, as Paul said to Timothy, which war against our soul. We're going to look at a few marks of worldliness. Are you worldly? You know, it says if the friendship with the world is enmity with God. So one mark of worldliness that I will look at right away is disobedience. The Bible says in Romans 8:7, the carnal mind is the enemy of God. It's enmity against God. It's not subject to God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So a carnal mind is a worldly mind. It's against God's ways. It's getting its messages from something other than the Word of God. It says that in the days of Noah, Abraham, Moses, of Christ, it speaks of disobedience was rampant in the world. The world was disobedient in the days of Noah. The world was disobedient in the days of Abraham, the days of Moses, and the days of Christ. It's the disobedient today, and will be so long as it continues to be Satan-controlled. But there's going to be a few. And my friend, you and I can be one that step out of the world and step into God's kingdom. And we obey Him, and we are obedient. I like the old hymn, trust and obey. There's no other way. So a true mark of worldliness is disobedience. Second mark of worldliness is just wickedness. The Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. Every form of wickedness, blasphemy, murder, lying, robbery, intemperance, profanity, pride, every form of wicked, lewd, licentious living is evidence of the influence of the God of this world, who the Bible calls Satan. So the mark of worldliness is going to be disobedience. And then disobedience is going to lead to wickedness. And the third thing we'll look at, and the final thing we'll look at today, is pride. Pride is believed to have caused Satan's downfall. He exalted himself, and he was cast down. It's still pride that goes before destruction, as Proverbs 16:18 says. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The Bible says in Romans 6:16-17, somewhere there, it says, God hates a proud look. Just an air of pride God said he hates. The proud who justify themselves with the thought that we must have a little pride, forget that the Bible nowhere speaks of pride approvingly, but on the contrary, it's always in severe terms. If we're going to boast in anything, Paul said, we must boast in the Lord. And I just want us all to remember that the Bible holds out pride is something awful, devilish, and soul-destroying. Something to be shunned by all people as a deadly foe. Well, there's a few marks of worldliness there. Disobedience, wickedness, and pride. Oh, it's so many times we want to label worldliness by a certain name brand or certain, things that are, my friend, you can have the plainest of men and women, and they can operate with an outer shell that looks good. But when you look on the inside, they are no good. So may we fear the Lord, and we may do His will.